AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson. A large and very vocal crowd is marching through the streets of Baltimore tonight. Before the march began, AP correspondent Alan Breed reports people protesting the death of a black man who was critically injured in police custody were told to take some steps to protect themselves legally.
People were told to write the numbers, the phone number for the legal aid department here in Baltimore City on their arms in case they were arrested so that they would be able to get defense because this is supposed to be a peaceful, lawful march.
As the nightly curfew nears, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says a large coalition is working to enforce the curfew and keep Baltimore safe.
We have in place approximately 2,000 members of the Maryland National Guard and over 1,000 state troopers and other allied law enforcement officers.
The curfew will last until at least next Tuesday. AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.